USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden plans to speak to Chinese President Xi Jinping about China's surveillance balloon that flew over the U.S. In remarks to the nation, Biden said he makes no apologies about giving the order to shoot down the balloon.
And then we shot it down, sending a clear message. Clear message. The violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable.
He said U.S. intelligence agencies are also trying to learn more about three unidentified objects downed last week. Senator John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression. His chief of staff, Adam Gentleson, said in a statement, while John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks. Fetterman suffered a stroke last year before winning the Pennsylvania Senate race. Earlier this month, his office said he was hospitalized after feeling lightheaded, but that tests ruled out another stroke. Federal and local officials are assuring residents in East Palestine, Ohio, that they're safe despite concerns of toxic chemical exposure following a train derailment.
They have assisted with the screening of more than 480 homes under the voluntary screening program offered to residents. And no detections of vinyl chloride or hydrogen chloride were identified.
EPA Administrator Michael Reagan visited the community following the derailment earlier this month. Wall Street's closing stocks lower after hotter-than-expected inflation report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 431 points to 33,696. The S&P 500 dropped by 57 points to 4090. The NASDAQ lost 214 points to 11,855. And a sad note out of Hollywood this evening. A statement from a family has confirmed a diagnosis of actor Bruce Willis. He has dementia. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will continue to use what he calls a valuable tool to protect citizens from President Biden's open border policies. DeSantis yesterday signed a bill that creates the Unauthorized Alien Transport Program. The program allows the state to transport migrants to other parts of the country. Lawmakers awarded the Division of Emergency Management $10 million to run the program. FDA advisors are recommending that a popular overdose treatment be sold over the counter. An independent panel said Wednesday that making Narcan nasal spray available without a prescription would significantly expand access to life-saving treatment. The FDA is expected to make a final decision on the recommendation by March 29th. Rihanna wants to release an album this year.
Rihanna says it would be ridiculous if her ninth album didn't release this year. Speaking to British Vogue, Rihanna said she wants the album to drop this year, and she wants to make music, have fun, and make videos. Rihanna is fresh off her Super Bowl 57 halftime performance, where she revealed she's pregnant with her second child. I'm Julio Flores.
NFL star Damar Hamlin says the jacket he wore at the Super Bowl with a picture of Jesus on it was not meant to offend. The Buffalo Bills safety attended Super Bowl 57 Sunday and sported a Letterman jacket with a picture of Jesus on the cross, and beneath it the word eternal. Hamlin tweeted, "I am eternal. Eternally thankful to my Savior." Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.